Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A strange thing just happened. It began with some purple asparagus. Much of New England, in particular the Pioneer Valley of Massachusetts, where I live, is well known for having ideal conditions for growing asparagus. And so, being an aspiring gardener, I have long held the ambition to start my own patch. As each year goes by, though, I've found excuses not to do it. Asparagus can be a bit finicky to establish. At least that's what I've heard. A couple of weeks ago, when I bought a bunch of purple asparagus at a local farm stand, grilled them up and ate them, I was so taken with the super ultra deliciosity of it. I think that's the correct culinary terminology. That all my reservations disappeared, and I decided then and there that I must overcome my timidness and try my hand, come what may, at growing myself a patch of purple asparagus. I asked around at the farmer's market, and a kind hippie gave me directions of how to get to a local farm where I could get the coveted purple asparagus crowns in packs of 25. When I got home, I opened the box and examined the funny-looking asparagus crowns, a great tangle of thin, ropey roots that radiate out from a central knot. They have the look of a parasitic science fiction creature that you would not want to meet if you landed on a distant asteroid. The box contained a booklet that explained how to sow asparagus. It was more complex than I even thought, a procedure that involved digging deep trenches with internal mounds of phosphorus amended soil. Oh my. The trenches were to be gradually filled in over time as the asparagus crowns took to their new home. The pH of the soil had to be just right, and the soil underneath the trench should be loosened up so that the roots can get established. Well, if you know me, you know that I'm no scientist. So things like phosphorus amendment and correct pH levels scare me. Luckily, I soon discovered that phosphorus amendment is just a fancy way of saying cow manure. And the pH in the soil could be corrected over time using lime once the crowns were already in. This was all doable. Now I just had to figure out how to loosen the soil way down deep beneath the trenches. I didn't like the idea of using a spade and a hoe to loosen the ground that far down. I would do it, but it seemed to me there ought to be a tool for that purpose. Every once in a while, there is a Sunday in which the liturgical calendar of the church and the annual calendar that governs American society converge in a strange and interesting way. Today is one of those Sundays. In the church calendar, today is Pentecost Sunday, the day that we Christians celebrate the appearance and the miraculous influence of the Holy Spirit among the disciples. According to the annual calendar, the one that you might have on the front of your refrigerator or swimming around in your purse with your checkbook and wayward cough drops, today, of course, is the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, a 3-day weekend that signals the beginning of the growing season and, more importantly, honors the memory of American servicemen and women who have fought and fallen in military conflicts all over the world. When the convergence of two calendars, two worlds, if you will, offer up an opportunity like this, we might as well take a moment to consider how the meeting of these two observances, Pentecost, and Memorial Day might give our moral imaginations something to chew on. This was the puzzle that was on my mind when I decided to take a strategic break from writing my sermon. Strategic breaks from sermon writing almost always involve the garden, because I can do something that I love and also get my blood flowing a little bit and think over the problem. It works real well. I had already dug the trenches for the asparagus in my raised bed, and now it remained for me to use a broad fork to loosen the dirt beneath the trenches. The lady at the farmers' cooperative had told me that this was the tool that I needed to use, and I'd remembered that one of my neighbors had one that I could borrow. A broad fork. I put a drawing of one in the bulletin in the insert. Is a massive pitchfork that is wide and hefty enough so that you can get up on it and push it into the ground with all your weight. It has a half a dozen or so very thick metal tines that are widely spaced and extended a full foot in length so that when you drive it down with all your weight, the long tines penetrate deep into the earth, allowing you to effectively loosen the dirt quickly and deeply. One of the similarities between Pentecost and Memorial Day that occurred to me as I was using the broad fork is that both concern international relations. Only a couple of hours earlier, I'd sent the reading to Deb Wiseman so that she could take an advance look at it because of all the unfamiliar nationalities that were represented in the reading. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamians, Judeans, and Cappadocians, people from Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia. You did such a great job of this, Deb. Egypt and parts of Libya and that belonging to Cyrene, visitors from Rome, Cretans and Arabs, people from all over the known world back then. And it occurred to me that one could make a similar list of peoples that America has fought wars with. The British, the Spanish, the Germans and Italians, people from Japan and Korea and Vietnam, Haitians and Grenadians, Filipinos, Mexicans, Afghanis, Somalis, Guatemalans, Salvadorans, Iraqis, and Libyans. In the story of the Pentecost and in the story of American history, a hard reality must forever be confronted. The reality that this is the story of the world, not just our story. The world is populated by many different kinds of people, and each of these peoples has their own interests that they work hard to protect. For reasons too numerous to count, all of these people, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and Mesopotamians, probably will not understand a word you are saying. But in this eternal conundrum, the Holy Spirit briefly intervenes in the story of the Pentecost, miraculously changing the rules of the game. All of a sudden, Cappadocians and Egyptians can understand what the Galilean disciples are saying, even though they are not speaking their languages. It's very strange. What is going on here? All were amazed and perplexed, the text says, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" And yet, even though this incredible thing happened, some of the people who were there, who witnessed it, remained stubbornly suspicious. The text tells us that others sneered and said, "They are all filled with new wine." I was thinking about this, about human beings managed to somehow misunderstand, even when God intervenes and gives us the gift of understanding, when that strange thing happened that I mentioned at the beginning of the sermon. the broad fork that I was using hit something deep down in the earth. When I pulled the broad fork up, there was something in the teeth, a dirt-encrusted thing about the size of my hand. What? As I picked the thing up, I recognized it. It was the butt end of a pistol. I brought it over to the hose and hosed it off. It was small. The barrel was broken off, and the handle, once the mud was washed off, revealed itself made of cheap plastic. The handle was emblazoned with a sheriff's star. So with a rush of relief, I realized that the gun was a child's toy. Oh, thank God, I said to myself. Still, it felt like an ironic little message. To think that for years, in this corner of my garden, this quiet, peaceful little haven of the world, from the world, I'd been walking around on top of this thing, this small nod to the tragic human urge to exert power. I had rotated my tomatoes and cucumbers and green peppers in this raised bed, each vegetable in its season reaching its roots towards this little symbol of violence, this child's toy. Here was a toy fashioned in the likeness of a tool that was responsible for so many of those lost in war, those who we honor on Memorial Day. According to the story of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended and gave us the ability to communicate across difference. And in that moment, we had a choice. Recognize the divine gift of unity or surrender to cynicism and sneer at it. Will there always be those who sneer? Will diplomacy always inevitably fail? Will we always need to go to war? It seems from this story that God is determined to give us the necessary tools for diplomacy. God wants us to breathe deeply of the Spirit and know that ultimately we are one, and that if we try, we can understand each other. And yet we seem unwilling to transcend our difference. If I dig up an artifact in the garden, it is inevitably one that separates us, one that exerts power, a little sneer, a little object that puts down the other with the dismissive shrug. They are filled with new wine. Today, as it turns out, is significant on yet another calendar, the academic calendar. Last week and this upcoming week is graduation time. High school seniors and college students all around the country are celebrating this rite of passage. And I have one of my own who's sitting with us this morning. I was thinking about this too as I was preparing my asparagus bed. A good asparagus bed takes 3 years to mature, so I won't be eating well out of this bed for quite some time. In the words of the Spruce website quoted on the back of the bulletin, for healthy, well-established asparagus plants, patience is key. And I would say that for healthy, well-established children, too, patience is key. It takes 12 years, even more, maybe 24, to establish a healthy, well-established child who might do the dishes when asked. Possibly. It takes patience. Communication, actually connecting with other people across difference, this too, it takes time. It is not easy, but it is the answer. A good education humanizes the other. The story of Pentecost gives us this promise. We can connect across difference, and God wants us to. And maybe, just maybe, if we do, we can avoid losing our children in foreign wars. But it takes real effort and patience. Amen.